And so looking forward into 2011 and praying for 2011, we wanted to cover some specific areas of prayer. And so we've outlined some things, and I've asked some of our pastors to be a part of that. So I'm going to invite Pastor Dave Simmons, as well as Dr. Paolo Gondo, to come and just pray for church services. Pastor Dave Simmons specifically is going to be praying for salvations and SPTs. We saw over 12,000 people give their hearts and lives to the Lord, and we definitely want to see those people come back and be trained up in the ways of the Lord. And then Pastor Paul, right afterwards, when you're finished, just hand the mic right over to Dr. Paul, and he's going to pray for just growth in our church services overall. So join your hearts right now. This is not a time to daydream or let us pray for you. You get your faith in there, and you get involved in this as well. If you want to stand, lift your hands. If you want to kneel, if you want to, you know, just put yourself in a place before God where you can pray, this is the time to do that, okay? So, Pastor Dave.
Well, I'm excited because, you know, the greatest miracle we'll ever see is people getting saved. Your own life, you're a miracle walking. And maybe this today, in this world, in this time, you're seeing yourself with a lot of weights and worried about finances. But yet, I have to say to all of you, you're the richest people you could ever be. So I want to pray for salvations. I want to ask that as I pray that you be in agreement with me. But I also want you to be mindful that throughout 2011, as pastors up here give altar calls, that your job, your role is to be in faith, to believe the very best for people around you. We're going to believe for SBTs to have a greater year. We've had our greatest year we've ever had in 8 years, and I'm real excited about that. But I also want to say to you that you may never be an SBT, but boy, as a member of the Rock Church, you sit around people every year, 52 weeks out of the year during the week, and you see people. And your job as a believer is to connect with them. Don't wait for the senior pastor. I appreciate what Pastor Jim does for us, but don't wait for the senior pastor to say, turn around and say hello. If you see someone new to you, reach out to them. Let them know it's good to see them. That's your part of being a brother or sister in Christ. So support the salvations here at the Rock in that way. Let's believe for SBTs. Let's believe for a new opportunity to see more people reach, not just 1,000, but many thousands. Would you be in agreement with me? Father, we are so grateful today. We're so grateful today for all that you're doing. We thank you for this well of salvations and the miracle, Lord, that Father, forgive us forever thinking that an altar call is not important, or because we see so many miracles happening that we, Lord, I pray that you not allow us to treat them as mundane or boring or dry, but Lord, may we be excited about the miracle of life that's changing. And so, Father, I thank you, Father, for every altar call that's coming up tonight and all the way through 2011. Father, I'm believing, Father, for souls to be saved, for people to be one in Jesus Christ, and, Lord, that they would make that commitment. Lord, I thank you. I think of Matthew, who Jesus looked at Matthew and said, follow me. And Matthew turned around, stopped what he was doing, and followed Jesus Christ. And that's what we want to see in the altar calls, Lord, this year, that people will make a dedication, make a change, say yes to Jesus Christ, and then live their life out by following them. Father, I pray for every person here because I believe that they know somebody. They have somebody in their home, in their families that needs to get born again, that needs to get saved. Or maybe they were living for God once upon a time, but they've run away from God. And now they're in all kinds of trouble and havoc, and they need Jesus Christ bigger than before. And I pray, Father, for every family member. I pray for every friend, every worker, every person that we see as a body. Well, Lord, we're not just one. We're individuals. We're many people. And Lord, as we go in our lifestyles, Lord, I pray and believe, Father, that we will be expectant, Lord, of those that need to be in church, that need to hear the gospel, that need to hear the goodness of God, that need to be touched by your love. And Father, today, starting today, looking at our new year, Lord, I pledge, Lord, that as a church, that we're going to believe for better things, for bigger things, for more opportunities, for people to be saved. Saved, Lord, from the pit of hell. Lord, if Satan can snatch them, then we can snatch them. Lord, and I just declare in the name of Jesus, we're not going to allow that to happen any longer. And Father, I thank you for the SBT ministry as a whole. Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ that we would multiply and get stronger and bigger. And Lord, that we would be able to reach more people. Lord, we know, Father God, that there are all kinds of issues to which people come to Christ. And we know that many people are really babes in Christ and that they need to be told that God loves them. They need to be told to get to church. And I pray for our SBTs, for SBT ministry as a whole. And I believe God, Lord, this year is going to be a better year, a grander year, a bigger year because of what you want to do. Father, we thank you for your heart. And we ask, God, that we would be mindful all year long of the miracles. Of the miracles that you're accomplishing. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Let's just keep on praying. I'm just going to pray the scripture, Psalm 65:11. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. Father God, you have already declared the year to be a blessing upon us, Father God. And so we agree with your own word, Father, that you say the year will be a blessing. So therefore, we believe it, Father. So we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, even the hard places, Lord God, as San Bernardino has been called, it'll be a pathway overflowing with abundance because you said so, Father. So now we agree with your word this very hour in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying for growth in our churches, Lord. I was reminded of a scripture this morning, Lord, through Pastor Dan, that Paul says that he planted Paul's water, but you gave the increase, Lord God. So we're going to agree with your math, Lord. We're going to agree with your formula, and we're going to say that we'll continue to do our part, Lord God, as you're going to do your part in the growth, Lord. We ask the same growth here at the Rocks in Bernardino, Lord. We ask for the other churches, Father. We pray for Temecula, Lord God, that you would bless them, Father. You would bless Pastor Henny Bossman and their church and their growth over there, Father. We pray for Coachella Valley and Pastor Eddie O'Gara, Lord, that you would bless them and increase them in a mighty way, Father God. We're not asking just churches to get large for large sake, Lord. We're asking because those are souls that will not make it to hell because they're in church connected with you, Father. So we're asking for growth in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for our newest church, Father, for Pastor Tom Floyd in South Riverside. We pray that you would bless them, Lord God, and increase them and give them wisdom, Lord. We ask for this building, Lord God, that we, all the pastors and the people and the congregants that come here, Lord, that we will grow with favor with God and man in every capacity, in the power of the name of Jesus. We all agree and say, amen.
Real quick, I had meant to do this beforehand, but if you have your Bibles, go ahead and grab them and open them up to the book of James. And in the book of James, I just want to show you a quick scripture. James chapter 5, verse number 16, and I believe they're going to have this up on the overheads as well. It says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And look at this. This is what I wanted to clue in on. It says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And tonight, we're going to be praying, but, you know, there's a couple of words I want to pull out of there real quick. One is the word effective. That word effective, really, if you take a look at the original word, means the energetic. There is an energy that you put into your prayer time. There's a life that you put in. There is a some sort of an umph. You know what I mean when I say an umph? There is a sweat, you know. There's a energy. There's something that you have exercised. And it should take something out of you, take something from you, take energy and time and effort and all those things, blood, sweat, and tears, if you will, when you pray. And it says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. That fervency, when we talk about fervency, we talk about a passion. We talk about a desire. We talk about an intensity. We talk about not giving up, not letting up. You've heard two pastors pray already, and both of them had the same passion on the inside. This is about souls. This is about winning souls. This is about going after people and about church growth, not just to say, look how big we are, look how good we are, but rather because we know the end result. We know where we're bringing people out of and where we're helping to lead them to. And we're leading them to Jesus. I like Pastor Deborah put together a definition of praying in the Spirit. Again, I think that we have this up on the overheads for you. And this definition of praying in the Spirit that she put together is that it is a faith-filled, focused, fervent, and where it says faithful, that should be word-based communication with God. Okay? So let's do that. Let's read it together. Faith-filled, focused, fervent, word-based communication with God. One more time, let's say it again. Faith-filled, focused, fervent, word-based communication with God. And that's what this is all about. Not just for tonight. Anytime you pray, anytime you go before the Lord in prayer, it's time to put energy in and effort and intensity and passion and fervency, desire. And so we're going to continue to pray tonight. So keep those thoughts in mind as we pray, and keep those thoughts in mind as you go home and in your own prayer times, in your own prayer closet. Is that okay? And thank you, video department, for putting that up there. We just appreciate those guys. They're quick. I'm going to ask Dr. Becker to come up at this time, and he's going to be praying for godly relationships, for families, as well as for friendships, and godly relationships in church, and also for marriages. So Dr. Becker, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't turn it on.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us agree together in prayer. Are you ready to pray with me? Hallelujah. Father God, we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful that we can know you and that we can call you Abba Father. You are our Father. And that's the relationship that you desire for us to have with you, Lord, that we will be your children. And Lord, every day the enemy tried to come against us, trying to destroy relationships all around us, Lord. But we thank you that you are the one, Lord, that enable us with your love, that you fill our hearts with, Lord, that you enable us to love one another. And we pray, Lord, that more than ever for the year 2011, Lord, that you will fill us, that we will have godly relationships in this house. In the mighty name of Jesus, we agree for that, Lord. We are going to move forward in your love in this house, Lord. No more, Lord, will we have any more to do with any unforgiveness in our hearts. We want to step away from that, Lord. We want to step away from bitterness. Anything that try to hinder us from achieving everything that you have for us in this new year. Father, we thank you that you help us, that we are able in our marriages, Father, that you help us, Lord, to live lives that people will look at us and say, wow, that is a great godly relationships. That is our desire, because I know, Father, that is your desire for us. And so, Father, we are in agreement today. As a congregation, as your family, Lord, we pray that you enable us and help us, Lord, that we will be able to live that great commandment that you gave us. You desire for us, Lord, is that we, first of all, love you and that we love one another. And we are in agreement, Lord. We are not going to allow the devil to stop us from doing that, Lord. We're going to run forward, chasing after you, loving one another, forgiving one another in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. And we will, Lord, see that people will form friendships, form relationships, Lord, so that people will see here at the Rock Church, there is something. There is a power at work in this house, and it's called the love of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we're grateful for that, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I asked Pastor Joel to come, and he's the restoration pastor here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. And we're going to switch gears a little bit from praying, you know, in the future for the needs of this house in general in 2011 to praying for specific needs that are in the house right now. So, Pastor Joel,
if you have experienced financial hardship this year, I want you to stand. Stand with me. Any type of financial hardship, loss of job, home. You know, I believe 2011 is going to be a time of restoration and the Lord bringing back what the enemy has stolen. So we're going to agree together that the enemy, we make a declaration every service about your finances and your tithe and offerings. I don't know about you, but I believe that. I believe there's power in the Word of God. And I believe if you make the confession and you believe it in faith, even though you don't see the result, God is going to intervene in your behalf some way, He can and will do it. Will you agree with me? Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you and we thank you, Father, for the harvest you did bring us in 2010. Father, we might have lost some things, and we might have, Father, not have things that we did once have. But Father, I make a declaration over every tithe that was deposited in this house that you will multiply it tenfold in the name of Jesus. What we can't see in the Spirit, you can do the supernatural. So I pray for an abundant blessing to break the back and the yoke of the enemy over this valley, over the poverty mentality, over San Bernardino, Father, that there would be an abundance of harvest. And Father, with that harvest, we will bring multiple souls, tens of thousands of souls, that you will seed back into this watering ground of the rock. Father God, as the wells of salvation open far and wide, that we bring to the storehouse what is rightfully yours. So I confess, jobs and better jobs, gifts and surprises, raises and bonuses. Father, rest, restore the wells that have been clogged up. Father, supernatural gifts. I pray, Father God, for businesses to start up supernaturally and a supernatural increase, divine blessing, supernatural funding. In Jesus' name we ask, God, that you would provide this. Do this in the name of the Lord. We make a declaration. This is not our money. This is your money. This is not our goal. This is yours. Our homes are not our homes. They're your homes. We make a declaration today, Father God, and I thank you for what you're going to do in this 2011. Father, for supernatural increase out of the blue, out of the sky, Father, abundantly supply for your people to get the job done, to advance the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Those of you that are standing, have a seat. Pastor Joseph Vacherssell, Pastor Joseph works with our young adults department, and I had asked him to pray for someone. I'm going to switch it up on him too. Pastor Joseph, I'm going to ask you, if you've had children or youth, young adults, but they're your children, or even grandchildren that you are believing God for, maybe they've gone astray, that sort of a thing, go ahead and stand to your feet right now. You're believing God for your children, your grandchildren who have, you know, they're not serving the Lord, they're not serving the ways of the Lord. Look at this, all over the place. Pastor Joseph, I'm going to ask you to pray for these individuals as well as pray for our children's ministries, our youth ministries, our young adults ministries, and just cover 2011's, you know, youth and children's and young adults programs for the future, but as well, pray for each and every individual in this room.
Well, Father God, we just come before you today, Lord, and I thank you right now for every person, Father God, that is represented by the people standing. Father God, we thank you right now. Your word says, Lord, that we can pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into the harvest to proclaim your word to them. And so today, Lord, we thank you for sending laborers across the people, the friends and the family who are not saved, who will speak your word to their heart. Lord, words that will cut to their heart, words that will penetrate to their very soul, Father God, words that they will hear, Father God, and they will turn to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for their salvation today, Lord. We call them into the house of God today, and we thank you, Lord, that in 2011, we will have men and women serving you, Father God, who weren't serving you in the past, Father God. We thank you for it. Lord, we lift up our young adults ministry, and we lift up our youth ministry, and we lift up our children's ministry, and we thank you, Lord, that the children and the youth of the Rock Church, Father God, are taught of the Lord, and they're obedient, Father God, and great is their peace and undisturbed composure, Father God. We thank you today that your truth, which we know to be your word and your word alone, is their shield and buckler. Lord, that they would turn no other place, that they would not be drawn to any other thing but you and your ways, Father. We thank you, Lord, that our children, Father God, the children of this house, the youth of this house, Father God, are people that know you, Lord. Not just your ways, not just in thought, but Father God, they know you personally, Father God. And your word says that those who know their God would do great exploits. And so we thank you, Lord, for working it in our youth and our young adults and our children here at The Rock. And Father God, we also thank you, Lord, for a prosperous year for them in 2011, bigger and better than the past. Father, we thank you today as well for our missionaries, Father God, who are overseas. We thank you, Lord, for the honor and the privilege we have to be a part of what they're doing, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, right now for their protection, Father God. Your word says, Lord, that you'd give your angels charge over them to keep them in all of their ways, Father God. Lord, you said, Lord, that you would deliver them and honor them with long life. Would you satisfy them and show them your salvation? And so, Lord, we agree, just like Pastor Paul said, with your word, Father God, and we stand in the gap for them and thank you. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. This is their heritage from you, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you said in your word, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would lead them and guide them, that you would show them things to come. We thank you for saying, don't go there, go here, protecting them, letting them know what's in their future, Father. We thank you, Lord, as well, Lord, for their effectiveness. Father, your word says, Lord Jesus, that you appointed them that they should go and bear much fruit, Father God. Not a little bit of fruit, not Father, but much fruit. And so we thank you, Lord, for their effectiveness, Father God, in all that they do. We thank you, Lord, for more salvations in 2011 in their ministry than ever before. We thank you, Lord, for more people being filled with the Holy Ghost, Father God, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Father, we thank you, Father God, for just all that you're going to do, for more healings in their lives, Father God. Lord, we thank you for their effectiveness. We thank you, Lord, for pouring down messages from heaven, Father God, to their hearts to minister to the people, Father God, that they minister to. And finally, Father, we thank you, Lord, for their prosperity. Your word says, Father God, that you'll supply all of their needs according to your riches in glory, Father God. And we thank you, Father, that though economies may be suffering and people may be afraid, we thank you, Lord, that your people will prosper, Father God, in this time, will push forward and break out, Father God, in their finances. And Lord, the world will know that you are on their side. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate that. Pastor Jess, would you come? And I'm going to ask Pastor Jess if she'll pray just for the Rock Church, just the Rock Church, just in 2011, and specifically with ministries, volunteerism, stewardship of resources. Go, girl. You got it. She's my wife. I can talk
well,
to her.
Come like with me and let's pray for all the Rock churches, and we'll pray for this one as well. Dear Father God, we just thank you for the Rock Church and World Outreach Center, Lord. You've given us this house, and God, this house is blessed and anointed by you. God, we know your hand is upon us. And Lord, we pray that as we step into new things in 2011, that Lord, that you would speak to this house, God, in a deep and clear way like you've never spoken to the people before. Lord, we ask for your word to come forth in our hearts, God, and that it would change us from the inside out. Lord, we pray that ministries would grow stronger than they've ever, ever, ever been before, God. We pray that there'd be a unity and a bond in the house and between people, God, that we've never had before, God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, for new vision, God. We ask in the name of Jesus for clarity and decisions, God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would take the Rock Church and World Outreach Center, Lord, that it would go beyond our walls, beyond just the missions that we've done. But Lord, we ask that it would go further and farther and faster, God. And Lord, I was thinking about it right now. Lord, we already have 5 churches, God. We have this one. We have La Roca. Lord, we have Temecula. We have Coachella Valley, which they have 3 campuses. And Lord, we have the South Riverside campus. And Lord, we just pray over all of them. And Lord, how fast the Rock Church has grown, and it's become such an incredible ministry for people and lives to be changed. But Lord, we ask for more. Lord, we ask for more souls. Lord, we ask for the wells of salvation like you've told us to, where we started in the beginning. Lord, we ask for wells of salvation at the Rock Churches and World Outreach Center, God. And Lord, we pray that, God, that you would give us what it is you need us to take. And Lord, we hold our hand out to you right now, God. And for 2011, whatever your plans are, whatever your needs are, whatever you have for the people in the congregation, whatever you have for us, Lord, we are open and willing. Lord, we take it and we run with it, God. And Lord, we open our hearts and we ask that you'd fill our hearts, God, with what it is you have for us in 2011. And Lord, we are your servants. We are your troops. God, we are ready for battle. God, we are ready to go. where you've asked us to go. God, we're ready to do what you've asked us to do. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the Rock Church and Rolled Outreach Center will be better this year than we were last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. But God, we ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord, we have always had to believe in major faith for our finances. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that this year, 2011, that, Lord, that the tithers would tithe. And Lord, we pray for stewardship upon households, God, that everybody would rework their finances and figure out what it is we need to do as a body of Christ. And we do it together. We come to collectively for your name's sake, God, and that we build the kingdom of God. And Lord, that would be our focus at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. And Lord, we pray that as we build your house, that you'd build their houses, God. And Lord, we thank you for good stewardship in 2011 for the Rock Church and World Outreach Center, Lord. We thank you, God, for great ministry this year, God, that our services would grow triple, double, quadruple, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just praise you. And God, we pray that you put a special anointing on Pastor Jim and Deborah this year, God. We pray that word and prophetic words would come out of their mouth for us, God. Lord, that you'd speak to them, that you'd fill them, that you'd use them, that you'd equip them, Lord. That, Lord, that you'd meet with them in the midnight hour for us. I know you already do, but Lord, I just pray in the name of Jesus, things would be just clear, quick, and concise, Lord. You would just make it known. And Lord, we just thank you, God, that no weapon formed against a Rock Church and Rolled Outreach Center will prosper. Devil, we give you notice. You cannot touch us. You will not touch our families. Tragedy will not fall on this house. It will not fall on our families. It will not fall on our sister churches. And Lord, we thank you, God, that your protection is upon us, Lord. We thank you that your stewardship and your finances upon us, Lord. Lord, you are the God who restores all. And Lord, we pray those broken things will be restored this year in the Rock Church and Rolled Outreach Center. Lord, we love our house. We love what you've given us, and we're ready for new things. So, God, we take it. 2011, here it comes. And, Lord, just you bless it, you anoint it, and you pour it out on us in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said?
Amen. Amen. If the praise and worship team is around, I'm going to ask them to come up onto stage during this time. And we still got some more things that we're going to do, but while they're coming, we'll pray for some things. I'm going to ask you, if you've been plagued in your body with sickness for this past year, now I'm not talking about you had a little sickness here or there, but I mean plagued. I'm talking about all year long there's been something, there's been a diagnosis, there's been chronic illnesses, there's been things that have come up again and again and again, and you have not been able to get over it. And this past year, and even currently, you have been plagued in your body with sickness. Stand to your feet if that's you. All over the place. Still standing up. It's okay. If you need to stand, you feel like this is for you. You know you've been sick in your body. There's been something you have not been able to get over this past year. Twenty 2011 is a year of healing. You're going to receive it tonight. Some of you will be instantly healed. Some of you will be healed as you go. Some of you will be healed over time. But we're going to believe God. And tonight, you mark the calendar. And when the symptoms come up again, you remind your body that on this night, I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And you declare over yourself, by his stripes, I was healed. And go ahead and talk to yourself. If I was healed, then I am healed. And I'm receiving it in Jesus' name. Now, that does not mean that you stop taking medications, okay, or anything like that, until a doctor tells you to do so. Okay, so let's use wisdom. God gave us doctors and people that have studied this stuff out in order to aid us and help us in the healing process. And so I still want you to do your doctor's visits. I still want you to take your medication. I still want you to listen and take it easy, and do the things that they've been telling you to do, exercises and diets and all that other stuff, until they tell you to do otherwise. Okay, if you are under a doctor's care. Okay, we love our doctors, and so we're going to pray for healing right now, but you just remind yourself when the symptoms come back, whatever that chronic thing is, whatever that thing is that's been plaguing you this year, Right now we're going to pray, and I want you to just reach out. Reach out your hands. And those of you that are sitting around, these individuals that are standing, reach out a hand towards them. If you can appropriately get a hand on a shoulder or something like that, go ahead and do that. We're going to believe God for healing. The Bible says Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. He declares himself to be the Lord who heals us. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for all these that are standing in faith for their healing. God, they have been plagued this past year by something. And right now, we take authority over that thing in the name of Jesus. We speak the word of faith over their health, over their bodies. And we declare, be healed in Jesus' name. Body, be restored. Sickness, leave and flee in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression that is causing sickness, we call you out in the name of Jesus. You must flee. We submit ourselves to God and to His Word, and therefore you must flee in the name of Jesus. We declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed. And so in the name of Jesus right now, we receive healing in this house. We thank you, Father God, that everybody is restored. And Father God, moving forward from this night, God, that they are healed in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, Father God, that strength is being restored, that feeling is being restored in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that coughs are being removed, that cancers are coming out in Jesus' name. We declare right now, any sort of plaguing thing, in the name of Jesus, I call out meningitis in Jesus' name. I call out chronic cough in Jesus' name. Asthma, be gone in Jesus' name. Tendons, be restored. I call forth creative miracles in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Bronchitis is removed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for moving and touching these bodies in Jesus' name. We thank you for our healing. We receive it now and we say thank you in Jesus' name. Come on, let's thank Jesus for our healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.